This is the Green Desk on 95 BFM.
It is indeed the Green Desk, of course, with Mitchell. This week, Mitchell talked to the organisers of the student climate strikes and has started off this week by asking, A, why they're striking again, in case you don't know or are out of the loop. They are organising another strike for better climate change, better change of legislation and reactions to the climate change and the climate crisis that we are in. Mitchell started by asking A, why they're doing this, and B, what their demands are this time.
To call for the government to declare a climate emergency. And our sort of slogan for the strike is that the government is asleep at the wheel, and we're calling for them to hashtag wake up. In the hashtag.
Wake up.
So our other demands on top of the climate emergency are that we want the Zero Carbon Act to be legally enforceable and binding.
And strengthened.
Yeah, a lot more than what it is at the moment.
I like that.
And we want to limit global warming to 1.5 degrees, and that's the same as last time. And we also want to transition to a sustainable green economy, because we definitely all understand that, you know, we're not going to get a lot of people on board if they think that the economy is going to suffer from taking climate action. So that's a big part of our demands this time as well.
Awesome. Just a bit of a sidetrack, but what are we kind of expecting for the strike this time? Are we expecting more people?
Well, what we're trying to do this time is break the... Have I explained it to you? So we're going to do a lie down on Altair Square and... on Altair Square and Queen Street, blocking all of Queen Street. And what we're aiming for is to actually break the New Zealand record for the biggest lion, which is at the moment 700. So if there's more than 700 people, we'll be happy.
So the effect of last time's strike. So in the schools, obviously, there was a lot of coverage. I'd say there's probably a lot of waking up for people, I don't know, maybe who are a bit younger and haven't, you know, been exposed to it yet. Has there been a movement within the schools? I mean, even the schools themselves wanting to start, you know, educate their kids. Have you seen a movement within the schools?
I think so far, there's been a lot of talk from individuals. Students have generally just become more aware of climate change as an issue itself.
Especially the younger ones.
Especially younger ones. Wasn't talked about much before, but definitely in the lead up to the strike, everyone was talking about the strike, are you going and everything, which is amazing to see. I think within schools, education-wise, there hasn't been a big push for that, which is a big shame. I think generally education is, you know, the start point for taking action.
Absolutely.
So it would be great to see more implementation of climate change education into curriculum. I think that's something that we as students need to push for just as much as the adults as well. And then hopefully, you know, as the movement builds, that's something that we can definitely start to push for more.
Yeah, I think there was a bit of talk among teachers to their classes about it. Once we got into the news, then it became possible for history teachers to talk about it as a protest action. Because I think Year 11s do a history essay on protest action.
So yeah, we do.
Once it was put in actual news, it was able to be talked about more.
Besides the curriculum, are there any sort of movements? I know when I went to school, we had 2,500 boys all lining up for the tuck shop. Everything wrapped in plastic, rubbish just everywhere, let alone the number of cars that everyone was driving. Is there any sort of change outside the curriculum, is in the actual school itself, how it's run?
Yeah, I'd say there's a lot of students who, after the strike, took action and kind of looked at problems that were within their school and have gone and talked to their senior leadership teams and things to try and solve those. I know someone at my school went to our senior leadership team and got them to stop printing the notices out because they're all available digitally, just to reduce paper use. And there's a lot of other schools that are campaigning for changing their tuck shops and things like that. So yeah,
our tuck shop, a bit after the school strike, they kind of noticed the school strike a lot, because my school, Western Springs College, was basically empty that day. So he kind of had words with me, because he would have lost a lot of money with that, the food he brought for that day that wasn't eaten. So yeah, they definitely took notice of that, and they've really transitioned to a more green canteen. They don't use plastics anymore, and even they've been moving to healthier foods as well, with this transition. So all around, just good progress.
A green canteen. Started serving the caramel slices and paper bag.
Oh, no. Do you maybe want to touch on why the carbon bill at the moment isn't going to work?
Yeah, so at the moment, one of the main issues with the carbon bill is that it, most of it isn't legally binding. A lot of the things in there, they look really good on paper, and then you think about how they're going to play out in reality, and if none of those goals are achieved, there's nothing that's forcing the government or any organisations to actually stick to what's written in there. There's going to be no punishment, there's no legal action that's going to be taken if none of it.
Ultimately, it's a really long, long suggestion.
And so, you know, you're going to have your lion. How are you actually presenting your demands? Are you, for the zero carbon bill, are you guys making submissions and things like that?
Yes, so we are making a submission.
Yeah, so submissions aren't open for that currently, but I believe they're opening in a couple of weeks. And we will be promoting to students who are at the strike to be submitting for that. So hopefully we can get as many submissions as possible in on that bill to get it changed. We've also got, you know, massive banners, and we'll be saying in all of our media interviews about how we want it to be strengthened.
Yeah.
On how we're presenting the lion. So basically we're going to have thousands of kids on Queen Street lying in, and the messages we're trying to tell the government that we think they're asleep at the wheel and they need to wake up. So everyone will be bringing their pillows and everyone will be lying in, and yeah.
I like it. I like it. It's a very cool idea. Yeah. Is it happening outside of Auckland as well? Have you guys seen it in Wellington? Have they got the same sort of thing going, or is it just specifically Auckland?
Yeah, so other regions, all of the regions are doing different kind of actions. So Wellington are doing very similar to what they did last time. They're doing a march. Other places are doing other things. The lion is specific to Auckland.
Yeah, some places are doing like tree plantings, beach cleanups. But it's happening all over the country and all over the world, actually.
Yeah.
But yeah, each city is deciding what they can do for them. And we thought shutting down Queen Street is how we can get noticed and how we can get our government to listen.
Absolutely. Yeah, you're going to shut a few things down if Queen Street goes. Why should people actually miss a day of school to come and lie on Queen Street with you guys?
It's just so important to show that even though education is so important, it's more important for us that climate action is taken for our future and our children's future. I mean, they should, like, why shouldn't they be able to experience the world as we have? And yeah, I think for me, it's that education is so important to me, but I'm showing that I'm willing to give that up for a day to take climate action and to call for that to be taken as well.
Yeah, and if you think about the purpose of school, it's ultimately to prepare us for our future. And by striking, we're showing that we don't think we're going to be prepared for our future because we won't have one. Just on why we're striking again.
Yep.
We're striking again because we've been incredibly disappointed with the response the government has given us. So after the last one, of course, it was completely overshadowed in the media by that tragedy. But, like, of course, that's understandable. And then the government turn around, they slap us with this weak Zero Carbon Act, and they open up the Taranaki for oil drilling.
They sure did. Do you guys almost feel a little bit robbed? You know, you guys don't actually, you can't vote yet. You know, you guys don't have a say in who's voting, but you're a hell of a lot more mature than the people that are allowed to vote. And these people are actually, you know, they're not going to be here and having to deal with it in 20 years, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah, totally. That's what fuels us even more.
Yeah.
That it's us that's going to be affected, so we have to push for them to help us make a change.
Absolutely. Is there a program for the day?
Not really.
Okay, well, there is.
You're just lying in for a whole, like, just as long as possible.
Yeah, no, there is a program, but do you want to explain it to Rebecca? Okay,
sure.
All right, so at 12 o'clock, we're going to start.
What day is it on first? Let's start with the day.
Yeah, good idea. All right, so 24th of May, 12 o'clock in Aotea Square. From there, we're going to do a practice lie-in just in Aotea Square. And then at 12:30, we're going to head out onto Queen Street, where we're going to start our actual, like, march and lie-in. And we're going to do approximately 4 big lie-ins down at the main intersections on Queen Street before walking all the way down to the bottom of Queen Street.
Cool. And do you guys have, is there anyone speaking or anything like that?
So, yeah, we didn't want to drag it out too long or
pull people
out. This is going to be about half the time as the last strike, and we're just going to get straight into the important parts, the parts that people came for, really.
Yeah, you know why you're there.
Yeah, we'll do a chant, but, yeah, that's this Friday. So everyone come down to Aotea Square at 12 o'clock this Friday.
Sure.
Uni students as well. It's a student strike for climate, so anyone who wants to support, no matter your age, if you think that kids should be striking so that we can have a future, then come on down.
That was The Green Desk on 95 BFM. Tihei Modi Order.